Welcome, everyone, to our Thursday night Stargate Roundtable. We're happy to have all of you here with us, and we have an interesting guest for you this evening, and we're going to open the show with our Angel Sue being back and able to do the opening meditation for us. So, Angel Sue, I pass the talking stick to you.
Well, thank you very much, Marita, Robert, Omina, and Randy, and Tara and Rama when they come. If they're not on already, hi, everybody. So if you will just allow the energies to shift for you and come from your head down into your heart. And this is where you just call in the light of God that never, never fails. And we're going to work with the office of the Christ. And invoke the loving energies of Saint Germain and the Violet Flame. And all of your support teams. Connect in with your higher self and your guides, masters, your beloved twin flame. All of those amazing beings. Celebrate your path here. So as the quiet and the ease shifts from the endless loop of the day, chatter in your mind. Let it go into that calm, quiet heart space. And you may want to just do whatever feels right for you, breathing-wise. And just celebrate being one with pure, unconditional, divine love. Breathe it in. Share it as you breathe it out. Share your gratitude with it. And let it fill up this planet. So you know that there are many, many divine beings working with you to make this happen. Add in the Violet Flame or any other of the cosmic flames that you work with. Or just the beautiful rainbow colors. And allow this frequency and the dimensions of the higher beings go everywhere within, upon, and around the planet. You might want to add in some effervescent smile. Those little giggles, that joyous heart, whatever energy you're wanting to add to the mix, where all is well. Hold that for yourself, for the planet, for all of your support team, for those that you claim in your life. And as we work with these high frequencies, just allow your body to fill up with that love, expanding so far out of the physical being that you are. If you want to fill up your whole town with it, your whole city, your whole state, the whole planet, all of creation. Let's just think about what can be accomplished. When we call in the perfect, happy, divine solution to bring forth Nisara, Nisara, the Reformation Act, to enhance the work that is being done by the Faction 3 White Knights, the Galactic Forces of Light, all of the light workers, light dreamers, light weavers, all those with a lighted heart. Call in all the help that is needed to transform this perfect, happy, divine solution for yourself and for all beings. Every person, place, every time, every dimension, every kingdom, all potentials, all parallels, allow the divine to shine through. You might want to take a breath. Anchor it in even deeper within this planet. As you're doing this work, just mentally have that switch or that dial in front of you that you can take the at well 100 energy and dial it up to the max for the highest good of all concerned. And choose for that to be reset, recalibrated, and set on even higher frequencies as needed. So this is where we call in all those beings, known and unknown, seen and unseen, as we are going to soon invoke the Law of One. As the divine child that you are, the divine daughter, the divine son, choose to work with bringing this happiness, this joy, this harmony, this transformation, this ascension, these miracles. And so with these beings working with us, this is where we join and we say, we are all one. And when one is harmed, then all are harmed. Yet, as one is helped, then all are helped everywhere with everything. Therefore, in the name of who we are, and we are one with all there is. Owati is another word for that phrase. We ask that only the highest good of all concerned happen here. And we give thanks that this is done in the office of the Christ. So be it. And so it is. And with this gratitude, Marita, I hand the talking stick back to you, my dear.
Well, thank you so much, Angel Sue. We're so glad to have you back speaking and doing the opening meditation for us. We appreciate that. And we'll see what seems like we're having some challenges here getting Tara and Rama on. I've tried to call them on the phone and I cannot reach them on the phone, so I'm not sure what's going on there. But let's see from Randy. Can you expound a little bit about what's going on and what the energies feel like to you over there?
Greetings, everyone. Well, it's been a pretty wild ride lately, let me tell you that. The air pollution over here is really bad at this time of year. It's to the point that everybody has to just about wear masks when you go outside because the dust level is so high.
Well, is it just because of being so dry in the winds, or is there pollution?
Exactly. It's very, very dry, very little rain, and the winds pick everything else up, and it's the point people are even having sore throats because of the dryness in the air.
And let's remind people where you're calling in from.
I'm from Bangkok, Thailand, so usually it's quite warm this time of year, and it's really having very strange weather, you know, down to the point that we're down to like 20 degrees Celsius, and that's quite low for this time of year. Usually it's 30, you know, at nighttime, and 35 to 40 during the day. So this is all part and part of what Mother Gaia is going through, too. This is the thing people don't realize, is that not only are the human beings changing, but every single living organism is changing with the changes in frequencies. And this is affecting every living organism. And everything has to adjust. And some people are having trouble with these adjustments because medical science, they have no answer. Well, because they don't look at things from a spiritual aspect. That's what's really going on. And I imagine that Amina can tell us that the people in the emotional state too, is they're having issues and things coming up that it's not just this lifetime. All our lifetimes, it's time to purge and heal and clear everything out of our past. We are going on a new path, and I'll stop here because my voice is cracking up and I gotta have something to drink. Namaste.
Thank you, Randy. Omina, what do things look like from your point of view and your place in the world?
Well, I'm still trying to figure out my place in the world.
Okay.
I'm in and out of the world, you might say, but I think as Randy said, everybody's emotional bodies are coming to life, and a lot of people don't like what they see because they haven't done the work, they haven't cleaned it out. So I'm working with quite a few people to understand and to let go. You know how people hold on to things? Well, I'm sure at some point in our lives, we've all held on to things. And it affects their physical and their mental health and their emotional health. So it's really about all of us maybe trying to validate people and encourage them just to let go. Mm-hmm. You can't change it. You can only change your attitude towards what happened. But you can't change the facts that it happened. That's my philosophy around it. And I try to practice that every day, and I try to encourage people when they ask me to let go. What's the investment in holding on? That's a really a good question for anybody. What's the investment in holding on? You know, the old saying,
How do you get them to let go of those things? How do you assist them?
Well, if I do a soul reading, it's just some great. Like today I had a young woman that, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful young woman who wants to meet the right man, get married, have her babies. And I said, well, you're not ready. She gave me all the list of what she wanted in that particular person. And I said, well, you have to become those things. And the only way you can become those things, you have to let go of things. But the funny thing, the root cause went back to a lifetime in, Arabia, where she was bought as a 13-year-old as a wife. But she was never a wife. You know, in those days, they probably still do. Wives were wealth.
Mm-hmm.
So she became the bride of a sheik. He never touched her, never went near her, just bought her, left her in the harem, so to speak. Uh-huh. And she internalized that she was not lovable.
Uh-huh.
And mind you, she met up with the same man again in this lifetime. He has the same attitudes. But this time, she didn't engage with him. She dated him, but did not get engaged. You know what I mean? Engage mm-hmm. with him in a relationship because she knew there was something off. Okay? Because the question was, why is she having trouble with relationships?
Uh-huh.
I said, well, if you don't love yourself enough, it's hard for anybody else to love you. So, you know, I coached her on how to go about loving herself enough And she's not ready for the relationship she wants. She's not ready yet. It's not going to happen. And you know, just information like that is a, and I have everybody recorded because it's important that they listen to the information so that they can train their brain into a different way of thinking. And then that brings the energy that they want and they begin to grow and learning to love themselves.
Well, in the moment you just, I mean, you're so busy listening and thinking what question you're going to answer or ask next. And I think that's such an important thing that you have people to do so they can listen because, you know, we just can't catch it all when we're busy thinking.
No, well, what I have to, or I should say Richard has to do, they have to come with a list of questions.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not a rescuer. I'm not a caretaker. You want information, you got to be in front of me, you got to be ready for it, because sometimes it can be a little disturbing, sometimes it can be enlightening. It's all of you, it's all of that. Mm-hmm. So it gets people to focus on where they want to go in their life, what's stopping them from going there, what blocks do they have, what problems do they have with relationships. And I really got to think about how every relationship she has is sort of something about her, because relationships are all about ourselves. Not about the other person. We're taught to think it's about the other person, but that's not the truth. The truth is, the relationship is about us. Who we attract, what we attract, how we allow ourselves to be treated. You know, those kind of things. So it's if anybody is listening, that's a good message for the new year. Put the intention out to clear any unwanted energy or any hurts, abuse, all of that. I'm not saying this is easy. This is work. Mm-hmm. But it begins with the intention and the willingness and to allow. That's my story and I'm sticking to it.
Well, you know, I don't know what the communication challenges are tonight, but we don't have Vinayaka. We don't have Tara and Rama on here. And it's getting close to the time for them to do their section here. And,
I know.
And we're not, I did try to call them myself, and Randy, he said he had seen them an hour ago on Facebook, so he tried to do that, and he didn't get any answer back. So I don't know if their phones are down or just what's going on there.
Maybe they forgot. Well, all right, let me send Michael the Archangel to them. Maybe they're having technical problems.
Yes.
I'll ask them to go and straighten out whatever it is that they're doing or come back with a message to us or something like that.
All right.
We can talk. I mean, we can talk until they come on. I mean, people can call in for the next half hour and talk to me if they want to.
Okay. Well, if you would like to call in and ask some questions, it is 888. 429-5471. 888-429-5471.
With the understanding, if someone calls in and then Rama and Tara comes on, I'll finish that question, but so other people will know that they're on, then I will not be answering the questions when they come on.
Okay.
I think that's fair, don't you?
That's good.
Yeah.
And I have somebody here asking, maybe since we have some time, asking me, I don't usually talk about what I do, the transformational clearing. So maybe we'll answer some questions about that. This person is
Absolutely.
Just asking what the process is. And,
well, maybe you can explain what the process is while we're talking.
Well, transformational clearing is something that was just gifted to me. I've studied lots and lots and lots of things, but this is something that was just given, downloaded, if you want to say. And with this process, I do it all on the phone. Done it for people on several of the different continents and people in Dubai fairly recently. It's a way of understanding and beginning to balance your body so that you have the power within you then to go forward. And it's a lot like what Amina was just saying. For example, when we begin, I will, if I'm speaking to a person, I will give them several, maybe five or six different ages, beginning when they are young, and seeing if any of those resonate. And then if they do, they'll say, oh, well, it was between 7 and 8 when I think I remember something that was pretty traumatic for me. And so then I might look to see which of the chakras that affected. And once we know that, then we end up, and we're doing this all on the phone remotely. And for example, let me just give you one of the recent ones I did here for a lady in Indianapolis. She called me and said she really needed to do a session. She had done one earlier, and she said, and she manages a whole women's department in a department store here, and she said she had been telling them that they need to reorder and rearrange the way the displays were, and they weren't paying any attention to her. So as we settled in and looked, the throat chakra was closed down. But before we could do that, we start at the base, and the second chakra was also not functioning in the best way possible. So we looked at the throat chakra, and what happens then is that we are both quiet. My left hand goes behind that chakra, the right hand in front on the other side of it, and we just sit there until spirit is done balancing, so it's not wobbling, so that it is spinning easily and quickly, properly. And when that is finished, then I'm told that we're finished with that. And then we were instructed to do the second chakra, because it's like the transformer or the amplifier, the amplifier for the fifth. So we balanced that, and with the same process, holding it between my hands, the left hand behind, the right hand in front of the chakra, and just sitting there until spirit is done with the work. And when we finished, she went to work the next day. When she came home the next day, she said, "You won't believe what happened." She said, "I went in this morning. I said exactly the same thing that I've been saying for the last 3.5 months, that we needed to change this, we need to reorder it." That morning they said, "Well, that sounds like a really good idea." And they did it that day. So that's just an example of when your own body and your own beingness is not speaking its truth, it's not using its power, and not in a bad way, but just to be able to function. And when she was able to do that, then people could hear her. So until she got the second chakra, which is like the amplifier of the power, and that's where we carry all of our tribal stuff that we have developed in our early years and family things. And so when that was all cleared, she went to work. She said, "I've said the same thing for the last 3.5 months. And the day they said, "Well, that's such a good idea. Let's just do it." And they did it that day. So that's just one little story about what happens with transformational clearing.
What also happens with it, because I've experienced with Merida, transformational clearing, it will bring things up from your subconscious that you've buried so far because it might have been too painful to be aware of it. And it could come from the early years, the young years, the teen years, or any tragedies you might have suffered usually when the age gets in there, and Marita can tell you where the chakra is stuck, you might say, and it's not painful, it's awareness. It's not a painful process, but it does bring up whatever's hidden in the subconscious that you put away because you had to survive. It's a way of bringing it up and allowing it to come up and then be able to clear it. You don't have to do years of therapy with it.
And like you have said so many times, it's like getting 10 years of therapy in an hour.
Right.
That is something that we experience with Omina's work as well as what I'm doing. And so this is, we've been given these gifts so that we don't have to spend a lifetime getting to the truth of what the problem is.
Right. And with the awareness, having the awareness, it's different than being invested in the problem, because mm-hmm. knowing you have the problem and having the awareness of it and why, it's a tremendous way to release it. Mm-hmm. An easy, gentle way to release it. So again, it's all about allowing and trusting. That's my experience with Marita. And I'm tough, so there.
Well, it's difficult sometimes for people to realize that it can be so easy. And what we've been asking for, maybe we weren't ready for it, and maybe we now we are, and that's when we meet Omina, and she's able to give us a clue as to why we have the challenges or what the sticking points are. And that's really the same thing that I've just been given a different technique, and she has a different way of doing it. And it is not either one of us doing it. It's all given by spirit. So
yes, we're in service.
Right, right.
And we get the gift that suits our abilities. And all of us, everyone comes in with a gift. If you don't know what it is, ask for it to be revealed to you. And then see if you have the courage to follow it.
That second part is it's a sticking point for lots of people that have abilities, and they're afraid of coming out, as you say, or they're afraid of allowing that to come through.
Yes, they're afraid of failure, afraid of judgment, afraid mm-hmm. of rejection. But that tells you, if you are afraid of all of those things, if those fears are there, it's telling you you have to work on your own fears
mm-hmm. first.
That's what it's revealing that. You have to work on, you acknowledge they're there, work on them, and allow them to be released. That's where either what I do or what Marita does helps to identify and help you release.
And in these, the times that we're in right now, what kind of challenges do you think are coming up the most in the people that you see? I mean, what is there some general things that we might be able to share with our listeners that maybe look at this area, or, you know, what, because of what's going on in the world, is it triggering similar thoughts in?
Well, the world is built on relationships. Everything is about relationship, whether it's personal, friendship, political, whatever it is, everything is built on relationship. One of the things that I find the common theme, there's way too much personalization going on. If anything I could teach anybody is not to personalize.
And what do you mean by that? Can you expound on that so people really understand what it is that they...
Yeah, some people totally, because out of need rather than want, will go into relationships out of need, will adapt to that other person so that other person will like them, will become a caretaker to that person so that other person will like them, because they the person themselves are carrying a fear of rejection. So they'll do everything not to be rejected because they're not strong enough or emotionally strong enough to say no. They have to develop that self-esteem, that self-worth, love themselves enough not to allow anybody else to take their identity or their happiness or their whatever it is. So one way might be a very bubbly person that's in love with somebody, but that other person is not healthy, so they don't like all your bubbliness, so they might say to you, why are you acting so stupid when you're just a bubbly personality? Mm-hmm. And of course, you hear that a couple of times, more than a couple of times. The other person goes, oh, I didn't think I was being stupid. I thought I was being happy. They begin to question themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Rather than thinking, well, maybe he's unhappy or she's unhappy.
And what we get reminded of, it's never outside of yourself.
Right. Absolutely. And then the question is, so why would you pick someone that's going to verbally abuse you like that? Some people are come from families where that's a common thread, either the violence or the abuse on any level. Some people instinctively walk into it not know. They may have never been raised in a family. It's hard to predict it. The point is to recognize it when it happens. That if your gut tells you there's something wrong with this, there is.
Mm-hmm.
To trust yourself that, yeah, there's something wrong with this. Something doesn't feel right. It doesn't, it's not right. So it's like, it'll come to you when you're ready. The proper relationship you're looking for, the respect comes when you respect yourself. And figuring out if a person's emotionally available to you. Because you might wonder, why are they so cold? Well, my question would be, why do you pick on emotionally available people?
Okay.
Okay. And that starts off the dialogue and that starts off the thinking. The best thing you can do for anybody is make them think about what they're doing. I always bring it back to them. No, this is not about Jimmy or Tommy or Mary or Joe. This is about you. You're the one sitting in front of me. So this is about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and what makes, I can see the vulnerability. So I may list the vulnerabilities. And that's where you're vulnerable. That's where it gives people permission to take advantage of you. They can't do it without your permission. What do you mean by that? My permission. Honking permission. Yeah, if you're needy, you do.
And that's hard for people sometimes to realize that that's really what's going on. So
yes, that's why they have to tape everything so that they can listen to it and train their brain to recognize these things. Because usually out of a reading, there's a theme that comes. So I'll go over the theme. There might be five things,
mm-hmm.
and I'll go over it again so that they can listen to it and remember it in their heads. If there's a red flag, I don't care how small it is. It's a red flag. Pay attention. You know?
Yeah.
And if it doesn't feel right, that's a red flag. It doesn't feel right. Ask yourself what's wrong with it. Go inside and say, okay, what's it trying to tell me? You'll get the answer. You might have to practice a little bit, but you'll get the answer. Because if I give them the answer all the time, I'm doing a disservice to them.
We have to remember, like, it's so many times it's be aware of the obvious, but when it's our own stuff, we don't see that obvious.
Well, it's hard to see. Yeah, it's hard to see it when we're emotionally involved. And it's not about blaming. It's not about any of that. There's no blaming, no shaming, no nothing. It's about, this is what I see.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I see happening, and this is why it's happening. So it's not like sometimes you get people will come about their parents. So I say, well, you picked them. What's their name? What do you mean I picked my parents? Well, we have two things going on in the world. We all have fantasies about the perfect parents. We all have fantasies about the perfect lover, the perfect partner. Guess what? They're just fantasies. Nobody can live up to our fantasies.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's get real. Why did you pick the parents you picked? And they'll give me their names, and I'll go through why they picked both parents. It takes the sting out of everything.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't thought of it in those terms, but that is understanding why you picked your parents.
Yep.
And what did the soul want to learn that it chose them?
That's right. Sometimes people pick the kind of parents they have because they have to learn to stand in their own power. That's one of the biggest, most common thread that people, they have to learn to stand in their own power.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't realize that their attitude towards the parent, because they're going to prove something to the parent, that's standing in their own power. And they don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And once they get a hold of that, there's a lot more understanding about the parent. And they learn now to let go instead of attaching all the hurts. Because the other thing is, once you're hurting, whoever caused that hurt, that person still has power over you. You're not standing in your own power.
Yeah, I think that's really important. Why don't you say that again? Because that's the key for a lot of things.
When somebody has been hurt in life, and most of us have, because it forces us to grow. But if you don't grow and there's investment in holding onto it, then there's some ties somewhere. Let's say if you have the parent who abused you. Long as you're suffering from all whatever type of abuse, that person still has power over you. You're still powerless because they're still in your head stealing your power.
So that brings up, what about all the things that are coming out in the church now and the abuse of power from the priests? How does that all relate to what we're speaking about?
Well, it all relates to that if you have pedophiles, not gay, pedophiles, they prey on powerless children. Okay? And they're needy. If you're coming from a very dysfunctional family, it could be a poor family and dysfunctional. It could be where you don't feel any love. And someone comes along and they're giving you all kinds of attention. They're grooming you for what they need. And you fall victim to it. Because most children are powerless. So oftentimes they spend most of their life being angry. As long as they keep carrying that anger, they're still giving that power away, so they're still feeding into the abuser. Even though the abuser is long gone, but the memory and the anger and the pain, they're still defined by that person, what that person done to them. And I would suggest anyone that's anywhere like that, definitely get some help. And interview their therapist. Just don't go to anybody. Make sure that they have empathy. You don't need sympathy because that's not helping you. But definitely empathy. And what experience do they have in whether it's domestic violence, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, mental abuse, spiritual abuse, all those abuses. Some people experience them all in one go. Some people, it's only one or the other, or maybe a couple of them. And they are very, very important to acknowledge them and then get help to sort it all out. So all you have to have is a willingness. If you're miserable, ask yourself why. If it's not clinical, and if it is, get help. If it's not clinical but emotional, then you have to try, ask for it to be showing to you, and it will be. And it can be a gentle showing. It doesn't have to be painful enough trying to remember it, but it doesn't have to be a horrible experience. The beginning, that's part of taking your power back, is by acknowledging that you've been hurt. asking for healing and allowing the healing. All you have to have is a willingness for all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beginning of the process.
I see that Randy's just...
I see that. I'm reading it.
Information here. Randy, why don't you tell us where you were given this information, and why don't you go ahead and tell us about what's going on here?
I was just sent this information via Facebook, and New Yorkers are reporting a strange light over Queens and power outages. A blue light can be seen in photos posted online.
Ooh.
New York police chief said police were investigating a transformer explosion at Astoria East and North Queens power plant. The fire was under control as of 9:40 p.m. The fire department of New York has received multiple calls of people with no power in the Astoria and Long Island area. New Yorkers have been advised to avoid 20th Avenue, 31st Street in Queens. People at LaGuardia Airport say the power is out. Now, that's very strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well,
and I called Tara and Rama's house, all I got was their answering machine.
Well, see, I didn't even get their answering machine a while ago. I haven't tried recently since Amina and I have been talking, so I'm not sure what's going on with that. But, well, and you know, there were so many reports that I read about... in Paradise, when we had all of that with transformers and fire and those kinds of things too. Did anybody else see any of that or hear about any of that?
Not me.
Okay. I think maybe it was Vinayak that had found quite some information and had forwarded it to some of us on the team here. So, well, Don, why don't you go ahead and call our guests for the second hour and see if they're available. And maybe we'll, as Amina and I close this out, we'll bring in our guest and and do the interview with them. Anybody else have anything? Randy, do you have anything else you want to add to that? Or is that... yeah. Okay. I think if you look way back up towards the beginning of the evening, I put the phone number in the side panel there.
Okay. I'll tell you her number. 5-1. You got it? Okay, good. Okay. Okay, well, her number and her cell number is there. They're both numbered.
Right. Good. Okay. We'll see you in a moment. Well, we apologize to our listeners. It seems like we've had a few technical difficulties, not being able to reach Tara and Rama, and some of the other things. It's we're not quite sure, and we don't know what's going on. And that Randy's just reported to us in New York. Are they having snowstorms up there? Is that going on now? I heard something earlier about. This week, but I don't know what the timing was on it. Okay. Well, Amina, why don't you go ahead and give your phone number and your website?
Oh, yes.
Everybody can will be able to find you when they want to learn more.
Well, if you're not anywhere in my area, then I do Skype or phone sessions. And you can call to set up an appointment at 860-871-6076. Leave a message for Richard. He will promptly get back to you and arrange an appointment and tell you how to prepare for it. My website is Omena, O-M-E-N-A, 777.com. My email is Omena center777@gmail.com. My phone number again is 860-871-6076. Website is omina777.com. And you'll find all the information there too, and the testimonials if you need to have recommendations or you want to be reassured. I'm not your regular everyday psychic. I do not do fortune telling. I'm a spiritual medium. I'm a clairvoyant and a soul historian. All I need is the first name of the person, yours, and the person that you might be asking questions about, whatever side of the veil they're on, and your relationship to them, because I can bring them in and have them talk to you. And there's no limit on questions. No subject is limited. I mean, it's just all wide open. You're going to get the answer. The answer is there. If I'm not getting an answer, I'm going to tell you that too. So, and record it. I definitely highly recommend it, because I do not remember everything that goes on in a session. Because I don't, my investment is giving you the information and helping you, not holding on to stuff.
And as the person asking the questions, you won't remember it all either, because you're too busy thinking about what you're going to ask next, or there's just too much information, and the emotional state you're in at that point maybe is not as receptive as it would be when you sit down later to listen to it again. So
right.
It's really important that you have.
And I've had one or two people come for sessions, and you have to unravel the most unbelievable denial system that they've wrapped around themselves in. And I might get to a point and say, can I hit you with cosmic 2x4?
Okay.
And when they say yes, they get the cosmic 2x4, and voila, things just shatter all around them.
Mm-hmm.
That denial system. But there's an awareness there that they didn't see before. It's like, oh my God, I thought that was my soul. No, your soul doesn't manipulate like that. Your mind does, because the healing work is not done, or you're so afraid of being alone, you're going to do anything you can to have somebody in your life, and yet it doesn't work out. You know, so there's always. I have definitely been gifted with ways to reach people. Mm-hmm. I never know what's going to happen in a session. All I have to do with a session is show up. And of course, I totally 1000% trust the guides that work with me and your guides. So it's very clean. It's very pure. It's information. And that's what it is. I don't have an investment in impressing you or making you better or taking your problems. No, you can handle all them yourself. You've handled them up to now. Even if they're in a box, you're still handle them.
Well, and everything that you're saying there is just so, it's like, be aware of the obvious, and yet when we're right in it, we don't see it, so.
No, we don't. And people listen, it depends on how you approach them. They're not going to listen if you're going to start telling them what to do. Because they've been sick and tired of people telling them what to do.
And everything that she's saying is really, I'd have to say, I could almost reiterate that if you're doing a session of transformational clearing. It's still the same kind of thing, coming, being open to listening and understanding maybe why you're there, or what brought you there, or why you chose to experience those things. And the other thing I want to say to our listeners is that if you have someone that you would like to have us interview or like to have us be on the show, we are always open to suggestions from our listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you can call me at 317-773-0061. And you can also send me an email at StargateMarietta, MARIETTA, at Gmail. So StargateMarietta@gmail.com. If you want me to call you back and to discuss it, that's fine. But if you have someone that you think would be a good guest, we're always open to finding people that, and the one we have this evening is one that BBS Radio, someone that had told them they would like to be on and be interviewed on a show. And so that's how I happened to find this one that we have this evening. So if you want to do a transformational clearing, you'll have the phone number and the email. If you have and use the same thing to suggest a subject, maybe you want to suggest a subject to discuss. That's always okay as well, because we're, roundtable means that everyone in the group participates. It isn't that we have a dictator at the head of the table at all. That's why we have several of us on the panel here. All of us contribute, as well as the listeners contribute and are part of creating the learning opportunities. Because sometimes the questions you ask, someone else was afraid to ask or just hadn't got around to it yet, and they learn from your questions. So this is a roundtable, and that means that everyone participates. So we welcome you to send an email to StargateMarietta, M-A-R-I-E-T-T-A, at Gmail, and allow us, give us the opportunity to serve you better simply because we're listening and we want to do and have the kind of subjects and the kind of guests that you would like. So,
yeah. And the other thing I would like to add for people, I was born with all my natural gifts, and I also have over 40 years in addiction services, domestic violence, mental health, and anything else you can think of. So I bring all that to the table, plus life experience that has given me lots of empathy for people. And the door is always open. And I can tell you, Marietta is a very compassionate person as well. And if Oceana Ryan is listening, she's also wonderful and has sent lots of people my way. And I've gotten lots of people through this program around the world in Skype sessions. So I'm very grateful for all of that because I get to do my mission, what I came to do.
Caroline Oceana Ryan has just done a new book, and she's going to be our guest so that you will learn a little bit about her work. And this is, she has published before, but this. Okay. Well,
we just have to trust the process.
Okay. So I think that we will probably just close out our call for tonight, and it'll be a short one here. We've had the first hour, and
okay.
We'll get everything. Is that okay with you, Don? Do you have any update on what's been going on with you? I know we enjoyed talking with you last week and learning a little bit about your experience there in Paradise and putting everything back together again. Have you found a place where you can live and have your studio and everything in one place?
Yes, now your audience can hear me. yes, absolutely. Everything is moving ahead. We're in our space, and now we're just getting comfortable. It's a journey, but it's worth it in every respect, and we're just really, truly grateful we're on it. So we're getting over all the hurdles. In fact, there are very few left. Very few left. Yeah.
I have a message for you. There's somebody whispering in my ear here about fire. Fire is a purification process.
Well, yeah, you know, it was a... I don't know. You could be right.
Well, it has to do for you to take in. It's just a message they told me to give you, that fire is a purification.
Are you calling in to be on the show tonight?
Pardon me?
Okay. Right. Okay. All right. Station, we're just having a conversation here. The number that you're calling me on?
Stay with me. Stay with me. Stay. See, they got me on station two. I mean, station one, and they're talking to me and asking for me. I think to do things, and it's forgive me. I didn't anticipate this.
Right.
Yeah, I apologize.
Well, it's okay. We're on station two, and they said somehow they thought you were coming in on one. So. I'm going to hang up on the phone, and then we'll let the station call you on the number you're dialing me on right now, okay?
Understood. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So, change of plans, everyone. We are going to have our guests here this evening.
Oh, we are?
Yes, he just now called me on the phone, and he was calling Don, and Don is going to hook him up now, and so we're going to do the interview. It's like communications have been healed.
Okay.
We're not sure why it happened the way it is, and I have to say that the guest that I had for tonight had some health issues at the very last minute. This is a person that the station had actually forwarded me their information, and so I had called them, and they were going to be on later, and they actually stepped in and said, yes, they can do tonight. And so they're just today made that commitment. We were going to have them on in a couple weeks, and they were able to shift their schedule, and so that's what we have this evening.
Okay.
So I'm not sure when, I guess somehow or other they got online and were calling in on station one, which we are on station two. So that wasn't easy for Don to shift that over. So he's having to communicate with them and get things changed here. So nothing so permanent as change.
Right. It's all about bringing us back to our natural selves and our balance. That's what it's really all about. To be our natural selves.
Right. Becoming more aware of what we've always been.
Exactly.
So, Randy, I'm interested in what you've given us here about New York City. See, I have a grandson that's in New York. He's in Brooklyn, and he's a filmmaker, so he's in the...
Basically, what they're saying, Marita, is it was a transformer explosion, some big transformer explosion at a power station. That was the latest.
So the interesting thing is, we just had last night one of our local high schools, one of the bigger ones in this county. There were two workers in the building. Of course, there were no kids there, and fortunately, there weren't any ball practices or anything because of the vacation. And it was and it exploded as well. So what is it that's going on? Why is the electrical stuff? Maybe, Omina, can you ask for some higher dimensional information?
I think what it is, the fact that the magnetic frequencies of the earth are changing, and it's affecting everything, including
I got the very same thing, Randy. That it was the magnetic energy buildup.
Uh-huh.
And then it just causes things to explode.
Someone just asked me, they're listening to the show, and they said, well, did Tara and Rama go aboard the ship and just not come back?
I doubt that. Well, and you know, there were, I mean, I heard reports about the Transformer stuff going on in Paradise, too. So, you know, it's, but this just happened last night, and the two people, workers who were doing repairs over breaks here or whatever from the school break, that they they're both in the hospital, and so no one lost their life, and there were no other people in the building, or it could have been a very, it could have been really, really bad.
Right.
So that was, the blessing was that it was over vacation when there was not school.
Okay, just to let you know, we have been on the air, and I'm not sure whether you knew that or not, but you were talking to me, I was talking to you, the Station 1 was talking to me, I was trying to figure out exactly what was going on, only because, I love being, maybe I don't love being popular, never really love that,
enjoy
being needed and wanted.
Well, you're doing your mission, so right. Enjoy it.
Well, thank you. It's just a challenge trying to engineer two programs live on the air. Taking me as a call-in, so yeah. It's been fun. I love the adventure. No doubt. And it gets me to test everything a little quicker. You know, you really got to be on the ball. So,
right.
And the equipment's testing out beautifully. So, I mean, thanks to the listeners and to the hosts, we actually made it and we're back and we should sound better than ever. Now, Station 2, there's a slight little quirk on it that we're dealing with. Station 1, we flatlined it. If there's any oddities, we'd like to know about them. Station 2, there are a few oddities yet we're still trying to iron out on the line and the transmission, how it's recorded and so on, everything. And we kind of have to look at it with a fine-tooth comb, which I've actually been trying to do for a while now, but haven't ironed it out. So just to let you know, that is occurring. Stay with me. I do have a caller on line one for you.
Do we have the guest did you have the guest online with you?
Well, unfortunately, whoever was calling, I missed it. Sorry. And you were saying?
Got a caller on line one?
I just about did, but I think I might have answered it too late.
I tell you, the energies are flying tonight, aren't they?
In some ways, they are.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, we can just sign out for tonight and do this next week.
Yes.
Unless this our guest does call back in. Now, you had his phone number when you tried to call him. Have you just been too busy to call him back, or have you not able to reach him? Which is it? Trying to get Station 1 on and Station 2 on and answer the phone.
Now, the reason I just butted in that we have someone on line 1 that says their name is Viscomi, maybe?
Merle Yant is who our guest is.
Is this
It might
this
be somebody Yant? Calling to ask a question.
Is this Merle? No, it's not a Merle.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So we thank all of you for being on the call tonight, and we will see what sort of miscommunications or technical difficulties or whatever that the people are having. And we will look forward to seeing you all next Thursday night, and hopefully the energies will be more conducive to allowing everybody to get connected. Is there anybody else on the team that has anything they want to say before we sign out for tonight?
Just good night, everyone. Happy New Year. See you next week.
Happy New Year, everyone, and just realize these energies are here to assist all of us. Namaste.
Exactly.
So we are grateful for all your participation, and we look forward to seeing you next Thursday night. So good night, all.
Good night, Kavita. Good night.